Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Elizabeth's trip got off to a bad start yesterday when there was some mix-up over a forgotten suitcase, and the driver of the mail hack became disgusted with the bickering and left them and their baggage at the Johnson farm. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Cedric is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. How come you ain't in school this afternoon?
Oh, Miss Platt let me out early because this is the day we have art class. That means drawing with Crayolas.
Yeah, I know what art class means, but why do you get out early on account of that?
Oh, because I'm so fur ahead of the other scholars in it.
I never knowed you had drawing talent, Cedric.
Oh, yes, Mom, I got 'em. Yeah, last week I drawed a rabbit, and Miss Platt looked at it, and she said from now on there ain't no use me going to the class no more.
Oh, I think I see now. Well, don't worry, drawing ain't everything in life.
No, Mom. You know, that Miss Platt sure is nice to me, but sometimes I think she needs spectacles.
Spectacles? You think there's something wrong with her eyes?
They must be. Yeah, 2 weeks ago I drawed a rabbit for her, too, and that time she looked at it and thought it was a tree.
A tree?
Yes, Mom.
A rabbit and a tree don't look nothing alike.
Well, that's what I thought, too. I never said nothing, though. Didn't want to make her feel bad.
I can see right now that Miss Platt knowed what she was doing when she left you out of the art class.
Yes, Mom, she sure did. Yeah, I never could hold myself back to the level of them youngins in there.
By the way, Cedric, does Miss Platt ever make any remarks about folks around town? Like, say, well, like me, for instance.
Make remarks about you?
Yeah, does she ever say anything about me? Like, admiring me or anything?
Oh, no, Mom, I don't believe she ever did say nothing like that. Leastways, I never heard her if she did.
Uh-huh. Well, don't mention to anybody that I ask you that, Cedric.
No, Mama. If I think of it, I won't mention it to nobody.
That's fine. Cedric, long as you're done with school for today, would you mind making a couple of delivers for me? I'll pay you for it, of course.
Well, what's the matter with Mr. Abner? Why don't he make them?
Well, he's left for Texas for a few days. Don't you recollect all that trouble we had yesterday trying to get that valise to him?
Yes, Mom, but I thought the mail hack driver throwed them off out there at the Johnson place yesterday, so they never had no way to get to the county seat.
Well, yeah, there was that mix-up out there, and he drove off and left them, but surely they found some way to get there. I know Elizabeth figure out something, anxious as she is to get Abner down to Mineola, Texas, to meet that aunt of hers.
Yes, Mom, she would, I reckon.
So, how about it, Cedric? Would you make a delivery for me? It sure would help me out.
Well, of course, now there's home studying I ought to be doing for school.
Wait a minute. I believe that was our ring. Don't leave, Cedric. I want to talk to you some more about that.
Oh, Mom, I'll stay right here.
Hello? Jot 'em down, store and library, and I'm Edwards talking. Hello? Hello, shake up your phone. I can't hear you hardly. Hello, who is this? Abner. Well, for pity's sakes, I sort of thought that it sounded like you. Whereabouts are you calling from? Texas, huh? Well, you finally made it, huh? Well, good, good. Yeah, it looked for a while there yesterday like you never would make it. How's your brother-in-law, Fred? Well, good. And Irma? Oh, that's nice. And the youngins? Uh-huh. Have you had the trombone for Aunt Agatha yet?
Well, let me talk to her, Mr. Long.
Oh, she ain't arrived yet, huh? Well, how soon do you reckon you'll be starting back?
Can I talk to Mr. Abner?
Well, if you want to stay a couple of extra days, well, go ahead. Cedric's going to help me with the deliveries, he said.
I did. I never heard me say that.
Yeah, well, that's perfect all right, Abner. You and Elizabeth go right ahead and have yourselves a good time. Don't worry about things back home here. Yeah, me and the store both will be right here when you get back.
I wish I could talk to Mr. Abner.
Yeah, say just a minute, Abner. Cedric wants to say hello to you. Yeah. All right, Cedric, go ahead. But talk fast, because this is a long-distance call.
Yes, ma'am. Boy, long distance. Cleaned out of Texas. Hello! Hello, Mr. Abner!
Well, you don't have to shout, Cedric.
Well, he's clean down in Texas, ain't he?
Yeah, but the telephone wires take care of all that. You just talk natural and he can hear you.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Well, you have to talk louder now.
Hello?
Well, don't just keep saying hello, Cedric. Say whatever it is you want to say to him and then hang up.
Well, that's what I wanted to say to him was hello.
Oh. Well, say it then and get done with it.
Yes, ma'am. Hello? This is still Cedric. I drawed a rabbit in school, and now I don't have to draw no more.
Cedric, this call's costing Abner money.
I said I drawed a rabbit in, Mom? Oh, green? Well, listen, I drawed come out that color. No, I never aimed on making it green, but after I seen it, I thought it looked pretty that way.
For goodness sakes, give me that phone, Cedric. You bankrupt him. Hello, Abner. You better hang up or you won't have enough money to come home on. Well, say hello to Fred and the rest of them, and I'll see you when you get back. Yeah, well, don't worry about a thing now. Just enjoy yourself. All right, Abner, old boy. Goodbye. He must be having a better time than he figured on if he wants to stay a couple of extra days.
Can we call him back up again, Mr. Lum? I never got done telling him about my artwork.
Well, your artwork will just have to wait. Them long-distance calls cost way yonder too much to be... Well, there's Mr. Johnson coming up out there. Ain't saw him in a long time.
Well, wasn't it out to Mr. Johnson's place where Mr. Abner and Miss Peabody got left by the mail hack?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Now maybe we can get all the details on that. Well, come in, sir. How you do, Mr. Johnson?
Howdy, Lum.
Howdy.
Well, hello, Mr. Johnson.
Hmm? This is Caleb Weehut's boy, Mr. Johnson. Cedric. You recollect him.
Oh, yeah, sure. Never recognized you there, boy.
Well.
It's good to see you, Mr. Johnson. You don't get into town very often these days.
No, I don't, Lum. Never come in unless I got some mighty good reason to come in first.
Well, I don't blame you none.
I don't have a car myself. I hate to drive the team in, so I always have to catch a ride.
Oh, how'd Mr. Abner get thrown off in the mail hack yesterday? That's what I want to hear about, boy.
Well, now, right there's my reason for coming in today.
What do you mean by that, Mr. Johnson?
Something's got to be did about that.
About what?
General speaking, I got a heap of patience, Lum, and I'm a fella that don't mind a little company now and then, but you've got to figure out some way to get that partner of yours and his woman out of my place.
Your place? Why, they're in Texas.
Texas?
Yeah, Mineola, Texas. At his brother-in-law's place. I talked to Abner long distance not over 4 or 5 minutes ago.
Lum, general speaking, I'm a fella that don't mind a little banter now and then, but I ain't in no mood for joshing now.
Well, I ain't joshing you. Just ask Cedric here if I didn't get a long-distance call from Abner.
Yes, well, I talked to Mr. Abner, too. I told him about drawing a rabbit in school, a green one, and it put me way out ahead of the other scholars.
Cedric, he ain't interested in that. No, honest, I ain't joshing, Mr. Johnson.
If Abner and his woman are in Texas, they must have taken an airplane and flied down there. Because when I left my place out there, not 20 minutes ago, they was a-setting right in my parlor.
They was? Huh?
Yes, sir. Just as sure as my name is Gus Johnson.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Abner must have been calling from your place, then.
Sure he was. That's just what he done.
Come to think of it, that call never sounded exactly like a long-distance call. I mean, a central girl never said Texas is calling or nothing like that.
I tell you, something's got to be done about this, Lum.
Well, I reckon how come Abner to do a thing like that? Try to make me think he was down there already.
That's easy. I heard him and Ms. Peabody talking. And they said, after all the big talk they'd made about this trip, and after everybody'd said goodbye to him, they just couldn't let nobody know they hadn't got no farther away from town than my place.
Grannies, that sounds like I'm all right.
Something's got to be done, Lum. Them two are going to drive me and my woman crazy.
Well, how come they didn't catch the mail hack when he went by your place today?
The driver won't stop for him.
He won't?
No, after all that fussing around yesterday, the driver got fed up with him. Now he won't even slow down when he goes by my place.
Well, didn't nobody try to flag him down?
Oh, yeah. Abner and his woman was standing out there in the road with all their suitcases and hand satchels and boxes. Well, they might and I broke their arms off a-waving, but he just went on by like a bolt of lightning.
Great. Now you can't even get your mail, can you?
No.
Well, I do know. Well, grannies, can't they catch a ride with somebody else? Get out there and hike hitch?
No, Miss Peabody won't do that. No, claims it ain't ladylike.
If that don't beat all.
And so there they are, sitting in my parlor with their junk cluttered all over my house, sleeping in my beds, eating my food, And Abner spends most of his time blowing on a dadgum slide trombone.
Oh.
Claims he has to learn how to play it so his Aunt Agatha won't be disappointed in him.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you, Lum, something's got to be done about this.
Yeah, well, I can understand how you feel, Mr. Johnson. Of course, Abner don't mean no harm. He just has some cuter ways about him.
Well, my woman says she can't put up with him no longer.
Yeah, well, I'll call up out there and have a talk with him. Leastways, I can get him to come back home.
He'll never do that. Miss Peabody is bound and determined they're going to get to Texas somehow.
Short and a long and a short, ain't it? Yeah. Well, I'll see what I can do anyway.
Well, we've got to get him out of there in some way. My woman can't stand it, and neither can Uncle Earl.
Oh, is your Uncle Earl living with you now?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hello? Who is this speaking? Uncle Earl? Huh? Doc Miller? Oh, I thought I recognized your voice, Doc.
What's Doc Miller doing out to my place?
Yeah, what are you doing out there, Doc? Huh? Oh, for pity's sakes.
What's happened, Lum?
Oh, my goodness. Your youngest girl has come down with the measles, and Doc says the whole bunch of them is quarantined.